shopping with Edie. That said, my eldest is getting a prom dress this week, and I am having to bite my tongue. Prom dresses don't look the way they did when I was a teenager, Edie. I'm learning to coordinate my outfits with the bounty of clothes in my closet, and I'm bringing back heels. I'm a parent, a partner, and a fifth grade teacher at an international school in Beijing.
Hi, I'm Edie, and all of my kids need a new wardrobe. New jackets, socks, underwear, jeans, the works. They have all grown so much over the pandemic. They are thriving on tortilla chips and bananas, Leia. Luckily, I don't need a new wardrobe, especially since one of my goals is to not buy new clothes in 2021. I am a mom of three, a podcaster, and a reading specialist.
Yay for you.
We're the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit chat tips and tricks.
Reread the Joy Luck Club and pay attention to the size of your food.
Yes. We'll gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
What were you doing in your 20s that you wish you were still doing?
Yeah. And of course, we'll have our chit chat challenge of the week. In our chit chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier. Or better.
Why don't you start us off, Leia?
Okay. Well, this tip comes compliments of my sweetheart, Don. There used to be this place in Seattle that he always talked about that served burritos the size of your head. Well, last night we were talking at dinner about how one should really no longer eat items of food larger than the size of one's head.
Not to bully Don, Leia, but that place was in Madison, and it was called Porto Bananas, and it was on King Street. And they did have the motto, burritos as big as your head. I loved that place. They had Barbie dioramas in the front window. I am finding, you know, since hitting midlife, I can barely eat items of food larger than the, you know, my pinky finger without getting puffy, you know.
You're just like Don. He says the same thing. I can't eat it anymore. There's too much on my plate. Meantime, I never get full. I've got no shut off valve.
I was going to say I could definitely eat it all, but, you know, I don't want to become the size of my house.
Well, fair enough. I get it. Okay, so I was wrong. You are right. You know the place is in Madison. Okay, fair enough. I'll take it. But regarding food, the size of your head, we did have a little bit of a debate as to whether eating food the size of your head, if it was flat, was okay, which I think it is, like a pizza or a quesadilla, let's say, but if it's 3D and the size of your head, then it's probably too big. What do you think?
I think, well, I shouldn't be eating a pizza the size of my head either, Leia.
That's not very big. You don't have a large head. I think it's
fine.
Well,
as part of my pink plan, I don't eat pizza, but I do remember, like, a couple of years ago, Lulu used to always put the tortillas on her face and then rip out eye holes in her mouth. It was just frightening.
Like one of those Korean face masks.
I don't know. If you want to eat a pizza or a quesadilla as big as your head, Leia, go for it. I think flat is better than 3D. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. You concur. Great. Okay. So what do you have for us, Edie?
Well, I do want to say I like your tip because measuring food goes along with our WW purple plan or my in progress plan. You know, measure your food, people. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. According to your head.
So my tip is to reread something you loved in your 20s. I am currently taking a writing class from Amy Tan on mastersclass.com, and it is marvelous. Amy has reminded me how much I loved the Joy Luck Club, and I am going to reread it just as soon as I find it in a thrift store, which will probably happen today because it's always in a thrift store. If you haven't read the Joy Luck Club yet, I am envious because you are in for a treat. But with the way my memory is these days, I probably will have forgotten everything, and I am in for a treat, Leia.
Absolutely. Oh, so good. I love Amy Tan. Maybe I need to find a copy too. I love that tip.
Do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
Fire's burning, fire's burning. Draw nearer, draw nearer. In the glowing, come sing and be merry.
It's time for Campfire Chat. For most of us, our 20s was a pretty messy time.
Yeah, fun, yes, but fraught with self-doubt and loathing as well. They were a mixed bag, for sure.
Well, this week, Leia, we aim to take the best of our 20s and see if we might apply some of the good stuff we were onto to our present-day mid-century selves. Get us started, Leia. What have you got?
Okay. Hey, I do have to call you on something because you said something earlier in the podcast that you were in your midlife, and I'm not. That's not true. Let's assume that we're going to live to be very old and don't say midlife. Mid-century, okay, but not midlife. So that said, okay, you concur?
Oh, well, how old am I going to be? Like,
I don't know. For me, I think 120, happy, healthy, wise, wealthy. That's my plan.
Okay. All right. I will never say it again, Leia.
Yes, and you can come along with me for the ride. We can be together in our... in our old age. So anyway.
Yes, we must be together.
We'll still be podcasting. Okay, so in my 20s, some of the things that I did do were very adventurous. And so I would say that something that I would like to do now that I could take from my younger self would be to take more risks. So there were a few things that I used to do that were really quite crazy. So I did teach in a maximum security prison for several years. That was nutty. I should probably save some of those stories for another time. But I did witness a prison escape, which was very exciting. A helicopter flew over the courtyard, and I watched one of my students escape up a ladder that had been dropped down. And there were gunshots and all manner of things. So that was very exciting. And those were tumultuous times for me, because while the work wasn't particularly difficult, because, you know, you didn't have parents breathing down your back, and I had guards that were always protecting me, there was something going on in the prison. They had protective custody and general population, and they were always separated. So the guys in protective custody had done really heinous things, right? So they were always trying to, the general population were always trying to kill the protective custody guys. This isn't funny. In fact, it was quite horrible. But I have to say that every month or two, there would be a murder in the prison. Every couple of months, it was fairly frequent. And then I would get this phone call, and they'd say, "Leia, you don't need to come into work this week because we're doing an investigation." And I was ethically challenged by this because I was getting holidays quite often, paid holidays.
Now, wait a second, Leia. Wait a second. Remember, the show is things we want to reinstate from our 20s. Are you saying you want to, like, continue, like, go back to teaching in a prison?
I want to have more paid time off.
Oh, no, got it.
But no. No, what I do want to do is I want to be more open to adventures and to be doing some wild and crazy things. I don't want to teach in a prison again. No, because I was also flying planes. I was taking flying lessons. That was nuts too. I was just, in the air in a tin can thinking, what the hell am I doing? It was terrifying. But that said, I was doing exciting things, and I would go on these long solitary road trips on my own. I'd sleep in the trunk of my 69 Chevy Impala and I drove all over the country. So it was a weird time in my life. I was unsettled, and I was, in fact, probably quite unhappy in many ways. But what I feel like I could translate that into now would be to have some more freedom for adventures, especially as our kids are getting ready to fly the nest in a few years. And I want to have more adventures on my own and also with my sweetheart, get back into a Westphalia or, a camper van, go do some more traveling. And also, the next job I take, I want it to be in more of a place where Don and I can decide on the kind of adventure that we want to have, as opposed to we're going to stay in China because our children have Chinese heritage and it's a gift to them. Now I feel like we can do something that's more for us, and I'm excited about that.
Ooh, I like that. I also enjoyed that peek into your prison past. That was good.
So many stories. I need to write a book.
All
right. So anyway, enough about me. What about you? What's something that you want to take from your 20s and translate into now?
When I was in my 20s, once Friday hit and I was done with school, I took the entire weekend off. I wasn't doing laundry or shopping or, washing the kitchen floor. And, many times Tim and I would drive to Minneapolis and spend the whole weekend with you and Don and just have fun. And we'd come back and
so much fun.
Nothing would be done, but none of it. It didn't matter. It's like, oh, we'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. So I would like to bring that again, an attitude of freedom, Leia. I would like to at least start taking off one day of the weekend and just resting and doing whatever I want to do. And if it's watching, ridiculous amounts of Grace and Frankie while it rains outside, what the hell? I'm doing it.
Yeah. You go, girl.
But usually I have all my lists and I am, just working away both weekend days, and I don't want to anymore.
Uh-huh. You talked about that a few episodes ago, too, that you wanted to take a day off a week and just be able to fully enjoy it and do whatever you want. So you go.
That's talk about that before. Don't get mad at me, Leia, and cut this.
I might bully you. How dare you bring up the same thing twice? Now, that's so good, right? We were very carefree in our 20s. We did what we wanted. Remember our times in Korea, too? We were just hanging out all the time. We did not care that we had, we didn't really have many obligations, did we? We just ate and watched TV and roamed around the city and
drank soju out of.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. So, good. Take more than one day off a week, in fact. Go for it. Okay. Well, something that I want to do is somewhat related to that. I want to actually have more fun in my evenings. And I know I have talked about, too, as soon as I come home, I take off my earrings, I take off my bra, I put on my loungewear, whatever, right? But I used to go out to coffee shops.
Yes, for Leia time.
Yes, Leia time. But I think my Leia time can extend outside of the house once in a while, maybe once or twice a week, right? In the evenings.
That sounds fun, Leia. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, I realized I live primarily in my bedroom. And I was thinking the other night that if the time came when I was on my own, in my old age, I would really just need this tiny little room because I'm interested in no other part of the house than the bedroom. So It's ridiculous. I need to diversify in my own house even. So I need to get into the living room, spend more time in the kitchen. But beyond that, in fact, I need to get out a bit more, go for longer walks, hang out with friends. I remember we used to have people over and we'd, you know, cook artichokes and dip them in butter and gnaw them off with our teeth and just do these sort of ridiculous yet cultured things that I... Or they seemed so cool in my 20s anyway. Let's boil. Did we boil the artichokes? I didn't... Steam.
I think
let's
they were
steam
steamed
some artichokes. And...
I did the same thing with... maybe you were eating artichokes with Jolene.
Maybe. Jolene and I with our pictures of Monet and Van Gogh, right? Like old posters on the wall, you know, being bohemian. I don't know. I want to be a little more bohemian and a little more open to people in my life in the evenings. So, because that's why I had a lot of people in my life in the evenings in my 20s, and I sure don't now. So that's something
so
I would like to bring
good,
back.
Good, Leia. I love that because... Mm-hmm. I always think after work, I have to come straight home and stay here. You know, that's,
yeah.
I mean, during a pandemic.
It's the
yes.
law. Well, it almost feels like it's the rule for parents too, right? No, you go home and you stay home and you're done. But come on, I live just outside of the party area of Beijing. Just outside my door, there's all these fabulous places to go to. And there are zero active cases at the moment. We've been 50 days or more since once this airs without a case. So I can be out. I can be at the disco. Okay, well, maybe not the disco. But you know what I mean. Get out a bit more.
I wonder if any of our... chicks and roosters just go home and stay home. If chicks and roosters, I'm sure you're not doing that. So maybe they can give us some tips on, you know, what to do when we leave the house and have fun evenings.
Yes, because more and more that's available to us. So it'll just get better and better. That's our hope, right?
So another one of my things that I did in my 20s was I took lots of road trips. And these road trips.
Love road trips.
We did not have a GPS, Leia.
No.
We had like an
right?
atlas and like maps. And it was such yeah. an adventure because you really did not know where you were going. I wasn't good at reading
you
maps.
You didn't even have, right? You didn't even have reservations. You'd just
no.
go.
Yeah, it'd be like mm-hmm. you just kind of look around, you know, see what was out there, where you could stay. And back in your 20s, yeah. I like staying at like grungy places with character, but I don't like that anymore.
Uh-huh. No, me neither. I can guess what you listen to on the road, on your road trips.
Well, one of my most memorable road trips I took right after college with my friend Kathy, and she had a friend who was getting married in New York State, so we went there for that. But then we went on our Bruce Springsteen road trip.
Ooh,
we went to like Asbury Park and the Stone Pony and different places where, you know, Bruce played. And I can't even believe she agreed to do that. I don't remember her being a Bruce fan at all, but it was super fun. That went on for a while. And then in my 20s, before kids, Tim and I, every spring break, we'd go to North Carolina.
Oh, yes. You went to Dollywood.
And hike. Yeah, we'd always stop in Dollywood. And it was just so nice. We didn't really have much of an agenda other than to camp and, you know, hike around eat pizza. Mm-hmm. So
I know. Yeah, I loved our road trips too, Edie. I remember one Christmas we drove from Minneapolis, St. Paul down to New Orleans and that area. And we spent a few days in New Orleans. We had a really great little camper van back then. And I remember we were driving on Christmas Eve from New Orleans to Baton Rouge, and we put a pork tenderloin in our oven and we drove. We drove to Baton Rouge. We parked in the back of a what's it called? I was going to say candy cane field, sugar cane field. And we walked along the dikes. Now, what are they called now? Anyway, we went for this long walk and watched all of these. Now I got no words. No.
Were you gnawing on your pork tenderloin as you walked?
No, we went back and had the pork tenderloin. And we woke up in the morning to all these trucks that had pulled in and was starting to harvest the on Christmas Day even, the sugar cane. So we were like, we had to boot it out of there because we were right in the middle of this huge field. But anyway, road trips are the best, right?
Yeah, and maybe like part of doing a road trip now and to bring back your 20s is to not plan everything.
I think so. And you know what else I think, Edie? I think you and I in the next few years should do a road trip together.
Ugh,
what do you think?
Definitely should. I think maybe, of course we can go anywhere, but maybe our road trip should involve Dollywood.
Maybe. I'm not adverse to that.
But there is a lot of bluegrass music there, Leanne. I don't know if that would go over well.
Oh, well, we'd have to bring Dawn along then. Dawn can be our backup guy in another car. In case we run into any trouble, he can take care of it and enjoy the bluegrass.
I love it. Oh, well, Leah, I remember in my 20s, I used to experiment so much more with makeup and hair. You know, I would have like fun eyeshadows, smoky eyes. I had like crimper. I was, you know, getting my hair cut short, long, you know, this, that. And I swear the last, I don't know, 20 years, I've looked exactly the same, you know, and every year.
I don't think you have.
No. Well, every year I like cut down more on makeup. You know, now with the pandemic, I'm not even putting on foundation or concealer because, you know, I'm wearing a huge mask over my face. Who cares? And I have bangs. Yes. You just see like my eyes, but I really like experimenting.
Your mysterious eyes and your your mysterious eyes and your tinted eyebrows.
I want to go back to having fun with makeup and hair. And on my masterclass list of instructors at masterclass.com, they really should become a sponsor of ours, Leah. This is ridiculous. They're getting all these plugs. But Bobby Brown does a makeup masterclass. And I've been thinking about watching parts of that. But she's a little too natural and like, I wanted something a little more fun, but I could definitely learn some tricks from her.
Okay, that sounds fabulous. I love makeup. I love playing with makeup. And my daughter, my eldest daughter, is quite into it as well. So she's actually keeping me up to date on some things and advising me, telling me what I should and shouldn't do. And occasionally she even offers to do my makeup. And it's sort of fun. I initially think I look ridiculous, but then when I look in the mirror as a stranger and think, what would somebody else think? I actually look kind of fabulous. So I concur that this is a fabulous thing to get back into and have fun with. It's just fun, right? Makeup and hair.
Yeah, I'm not looking to look, you know, all, I don't know. I can't think of the word, Leah, like all cultured and I want it to be fun, you know?
Yes. Yes. And if it's not fun for you, don't do it. But for us from our 20s, I think that's a good takeaway for the both of us to have more fun with that.
All right. Okay. Have you got anything else for us, Leah?
Well, one thing that I was thinking about was fitness. So back in the day, I was a downhill skier. I did a lot of hiking in British Columbia in the mountains. And I went to a lot of classes too, exercise classes, like jazzercise. I took a ballet class. I did some karate. I was really bad. I just don't do any of that anymore. And I did have an accident about 25 years ago that has limited my mobility somewhat and my ability to do some of those things. Like, I can't really keep up in a class. But I do think I might want to try maybe Tai Chi again, or actually, when the time comes, go to a gym a bit and do some weights, things like that. I used to really enjoy going to the YMCA in St. Paul when we lived there. I'd get up early in the morning and go and do weights, and until one of the weights actually knocked my jaw. I broke my jaw. Do you remember that?
I don't.
I didn't get my jaw wired shut. I'm just a little bit clumsy. It was one of those crazy weight machines that where you extend your thigh back and forth, but I hadn't put the peg in properly and it dropped down. And so this big 50-pound weight hit me straight on in the jaw. Was bad. Oh, so I had to talk like this for many days and sip stuff out of a straw and eat mashed potatoes for months. But anyway, that said, I think I'd like to go back to the gym and do some weight training. I really enjoy doing weights for whatever reason. I don't want to get all buff, but I do. I like the activity of it and the ritual of it. And I think that might be on my agenda. And maybe I could even get Dawn to come with me.
Well, this is so good, Leia, because I used to do, I didn't do downhill skiing, but like my exercises were so varied. I was always joining gyms and doing this and that. And now you know what I'm doing? I'm marching.
What?
I'm marching by myself in the basement.
Leslie Sansone.
Which is fine, but try new things with fitness, you know. I don't need to always march in the basement by myself. It's ridiculous. Like, my kids all know what she's going to say, and they say it with her because I've done those DVDs so many times.
Let's diversify. Let's go back to our 20s with our fitness. Good idea, right?
That is super good. I love it.
Yeah. Okay. It's time for the
Chit Chat Challenge of the Week.
Yes. Well, the Chit Chat Challenge of the Week this week is to reinstate something you did in your 20s into your life now.
Leia, I am so pumped up from this episode. I want to do everything. But I think But I'm going to start off by trying to enjoy my evenings more from your suggestion. I'm going to try and, you know, not just rush home from work so I can be home and, you know, fold laundry. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I want to see if I remember how to enjoy an evening.
Yay. Well, spring is upon us too. So I'm actually going to try to go out midweek with some friends this week.
Oh, do you think you might end, your evening might end in the disco, Leia?
No doubt.
Remember crazy. When you
Wild
were in Madison?
Crazy.
You remember when you were in Madison and you were out walking with Cal and Ellen and Don and you took that video of you dancing to this jazz band?
Yes, we were dancing on a Sunday evening outside in that bar. It was fantastic. Okay, more dancing. I like it. More dancing for this former Mennonite girl.
You obviously know how to have fun in the evening because that just happened. And then you're like, let me show you this video of me dancing. And I couldn't believe it.
Might need to put it on the coop. So that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to our blogs and to my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings. Yes. Plus, if you haven't already, make sure to join our private Facebook group, the Chit Chat Coop.
Yes, please do. And consider writing us a review in iTunes so others can find the show. If you're unsure how to do this, message us and we'll help you. We need more reviews, people.
More reviews. Thanks as always to Charlotte and Leia for editing the shows. Leia, I am blown away by your mad editing skills.
Well, they are Charlotte's, and we did. I fired and rehired her today. all within an hour of us editing. So let's hope that Charlotte will continue to work on our behalves.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Okay, bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.